The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 275, halfway to St. Patrick's Day. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel in big tour buses and see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. We're going to Brittany in 2017, and I should have some new updates about that coming soon. If you are subscribed to the mailing list, to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I'm a Celtic musician, a geek, and your podcast host. And today we have a lot of new music, just in time for halfway to St. Patrick's Day. If you're not familiar, September 17th is actually halfway to St. Patrick's Day. So there should be some celebrations. In fact, I'll have my own halfway to St. Patrick's Day show at Johnny McCracken's in Marietta, Georgia this Saturday. And I thought I would bring you a awesome episode of a lot of new music from, oh man, there's a bunch of new stuff. So you're going to have a blast. Let's jump straight into it. First up, we had Spencer Murray and Pipeslinger from their album Sound and Fury. That was Bordertown. And this is Pochin from their brand new album, Simple Pleasures. celebrating 20 years as a band together. This is Tired by Kids.
Take the low. And I'll be in Scotland a-foy, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loughborne. 'Twas there that we parted in yon shady glen, on the steep, steep side of Benlomond, where in purple hue the highland views review, and the morn shines out fading gold. Die, da, die, 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 on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Die, da, die, 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 die.
A girl is living there with her feet bare, far from the colors of town. And if you look close, you'll see in her hair a small invisible crown. Up high, so high, where the clouds touch the top, she's been dreaming and yearning to take off. She could run and jump and dance in the rain, never to go back again. Fly away, her song was carried by a soft, gentle breeze to the ear of a prince young and brave. He's gone over mountains and valleys and seas to the girl he's wanting to save. In her dreams now she has been seen. So I could run and jump and feel the rain, never to go back again. Fly away,
After Poaching was the Wee Heavies with Loch Lomond from their self-titled album, and they are crowdfunding their second album on Indiegogo right now. There's a link over in the show notes. After the Wee Heavies was Pipe Dance with Trim the Velvet and Spike Island Lassies from Pleasures of Hope. Then came Liz Shetner with Up High from her EP, Up High. Celtic Podcast News. If you joined me on Facebook over the past couple of weeks, you would have read a bunch of Celtic music spotlights. If you ever wanted to find out more about the bands in the show, these short features are both informative and fun. Plus, this week we posted a list of upcoming Celtic festivals for the next month, and I'm hoping that that will be a new regular feature. My band, Kilted Kings, plays heroic Celtic world music in kilts, and we have a new Kickstarter, and there's just 2 weeks to go. It's called Name on My Soul, and it is mostly contemporary Celtic music. It's a great album. I hope you will check it out. Finally, I want to thank my Celtic superstars, Derek Lineberry, Linda McNeil, Peter Tillman, Stephen Brian Brake, John Sharkey White II, Teresa Sullivan, John Bilderbeck, Ryan P. Kajeris, John Berry, and Sean Callie. They all pledge $10 or more per episode. Your generosity is absolutely amazing, and I was looking at your past donations, and wow. You all are way too kind, and I thank you so much for that. I also want to thank our newest patron, JJ Mulpus, who signed up this week and brought us a wee bit closer to our next milestone. Now, we're $46 away from a goal that will bring you 2 hours of Celtic women in your earbuds. That's when you sign up to our patron page over on Patreon. Now, we've had that goal sitting there for a few months now, and it's time to up the ante. And so, if we can raise that $46 per episode before the end of September 2016, and we hit the next milestone, then I'm going to extend the next 3 shows in October by 30 minutes. So, October will be filled with a lot of awesome Celtic music. You'll get a 2-hour special on Celtic women, and you'll get 3 hour-and-a-half shows. And remember that your generosity will go back into our Celtic community because I donate 10% of your pledges to Celtic nonprofits. So go right now, sign up, and become a patron of the podcast today because we are helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. Let's get back to that music. Next up is Ed Miller with the Silver Tassie from his album Lyrics of Gold.
Go fetch to me a pint of wine and fell attend a silver tassie that I may drink before I go a service tae my bonnie lassie. The boat rocks at the pier o' lee. Full loud the wind blows frae the ferry, the ship rides by the Berwick Law, and I maun leave my bonnie Mary. The trumpets sound, the banners fly, the glittering spears are ranked ready. The shouts of war are heard afar. The battle closes thick and bloody. But it's not the roar of sea or shore would make me linger, wish to tarry. Nor shout of war that's heard afar. It's leaving thee, my bonnie Mary. Pint of wine and fell attend a silver tassie that I may drink before I call a service tay, my bonny lassie. In long summer twilights, we give thanks for the bounty of the ocean, whose treasures are vast beyond counting. And for safe harbor home, when by stormy winds scattered, all who sail under the sign of the Claddagh. Hands held
held in friendship, hearts held above. For loyalty eternally crowns our love. Hands held in friendship, hearts held above. For loyalty eternally crowns our love. As I ride the high tide, I picture you there, with the sea in your eyes and the moon in your hair. On this rolling road homeward, it makes my soul glad that we'll soon be alone. Under the sign of the Glada, hands held in friendship, hearts held above. For loyalty eternally crowns our love. Hands held in friendship, hearts held above. Thank you.
suit of blue. And if my love leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him the best. But a troubled mind, still it knows no rest. And still she cried, bunny boys are few.
After Ed Miller was Breabach with George White's favorite from The Big Spree, then came Des Wade with The Sign of the Clotta from The Book of My Days, then Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones from their album Let Ye All Be Irish Tonight, that was the Stone of Destiny set, and finally Inishfall with I Know My Love from Inishfall. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening or from one of your trips to one of the Celtic nations. Call 678-KELTPOD to leave a voicemail message. That's 678-235-8763. Margaret Sanso Sneedon wrote on Facebook, enjoyed a Celtic podcast this evening as we watched the sunset from our sailboat in the Isle of Skye. That just sounds awesome. Craig Winterburn shared a photo and wrote on Facebook, been missing this show so bad, been living in the fields for some weeks in my yurt, and with a new phone and terrible reception, couldn't hook up properly. Love it. Thanks, Mark. You bet. Jan Sinkush emailed a picture. This time we are on I-72 heading to Weston, Missouri. We're going to catch a Tullamore show at O'Malley's. That was from, sometime back in August. Jan and Jim travel all over the country watching Celtic music, and there's some amazing people. And of course, Jan also helps compile Songhenge each and every month. Thank you, Jan, so much for all your help, and thank you again for sharing. Ryan Russell sent a picture of some chainmail he's working on while listening, and Whiskey and Jesus writes on iTunes, I love this podcast. I've been listening for a few years now, and it keeps getting better. Mark Gunn is devoted to Celtic music and even gives back some of his Patreon donations to nonprofits. I enjoy hearing some sound bites and comments from other listeners, and I think the balance between talk and music is just right. I feel like I've gotten to know Mark through my time as a listener. Keep it up. Thank you so much for continuing to listen, and I'm glad that the balance is working. I've been developing this for many years, and I feel like I feel the same way. I agree with you. I like sharing the feedback, I like the news segments, and I like lots of music. So let's get back to that music. Next up, the Saucy Rovers with Rolling Down to Maui from Treasure Sickness. And I thought this was appropriate because the 19th, 2 days after halfway to St. Patrick's Day, is Talk Like a Pirate Day. So here's one for the you pirates out there.
It's a damn tough life, full of toil and strife. We whalemen on to go, and we don't give a damn when the day's done, how hard the winds did blow. Oh, we're homeward bound for the grand old sound on a good ship tugged free, and we don't give a damn when we drink our rum. The girls of old Maui rolling down to old Maui, the boys down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down. Tropical lands we soon shall see again. For 6 hellish months have passed away on the cold Kamchatka Sea, but now we're bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui, rolling down to old Maui, me boys, down to old. Ground rolling down to old Maui. How soft the breeze through the island trees, now the ice is far astern. Wahine maids in tropical glades awaiting our return. Even now their big brown eyes lag out, out for some fine day to see. Baggy sails rolling for the gales, rolling down to old Maui, rolling down to old Maui, me boys, down to old Maui. We're homeward bound from the Arctic ground, rolling down to old Maui.
Their fiddler's fair, so famed and stories told. We landed in the car of Finn, the pubs were jammed the doors. The digs all fixed the jar for the night, he tried a few pubs more. The group was lapping up the street, we chose to rumble in. For starts and ales and jigs and reins, a session in car of Finn. Well, in a set, the pub clean lapped and Count McCartney's drink. The sport turns sour and every hour pined up for a twibble scrap. They picked up who they could. Us Arma boys, we did decide to scrap as best we could. Their Tom picked up about 5 to 10 men and Dobby knocked more to the ground. As they boxed a man with my left arm,
where bodies flying and Betty's crying expelled out on the street. At 1:30 we tried for fun, they paid, they couldn't keep. McCartan slammed them onto the ground and Dumpy gripped them in it. And then he saw into his eyes the grim acceptance of death. Hey!
see just how bad it can be. Wear my heart on my sleeve and say L-O-V-E to someone. Well, I think that I found the right woman. She completes me in every way. Cross my fingers and say I pray God she will stay in my life for the rest of my days. Finally, I see just how good it can be. God grant courage to me to say L-O-V-E to this. I've been with a lot of harsh women, and I dealt with a lot of heartbreak. Now I fly from my nest with my bulletproof vest, 'cause I'm reeling from all my mistakes. Finally I see just how bad it can be. Wear my heart on my sleeve and say L-O-V-E to someone.
After the Saucy Rovers was O'Hanlon's Horse Box with the Fighting Boys of Corofin from Songs and Stories of the Border, then the Elders from Wandering Life and Times, that was Whiskey on the Fire, and finally Sisters of Murphy with Love from their brand new album Working Stiffs Unite. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate the show on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher and subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter. It comes out each and every week and is your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And of course, remember to vote in the Celtic Top 20. It's easier than ever. All you have to do is just list the show number and the name of one or two bands. That's it. You can vote once for each episode and help me create next year's best Celtic music of 2016. We are going to finish up the show with some new music from Crepuscule. This is The Gentle Shepherd. It's from their album Horizon. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, and I look forward to chatting again next week with more great Celtic music. I'm actually thinking about trying to put together that Celtic workout special, so it might be just mostly music next week. If I can pull it together. If I can't, it'll be the week after that. So stay tuned, and here you go. This is Crepuscule.
My body is a lover gay, his mind is never muddy. His breath is sweeter than you hate, his face is fair and ruddy. His shape is handsome, middle size, his comely in his walking. The shining of his in surprise, divine to hear him talking. Last night I met him on the walk where yellow corn was growing. Then many kindly words he spake that set my heart a-glowing. He kissed and vowed he would be mine and love me best of all me. The bars we like to sing since I know Cohen rings on Bonnie. At last is of a silly mind, refuse what most they're wanting. Since we for yielding were designed, we justly should be granting. Then I'll come by in merry patents on my cock and honey. He's free to tousle air or wait, work off on rings and money.
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com.